If you're looking for an affordable carry firearm and you want the security and accuracy of the time-tested 1911 pistol, choose Citadel. Lightweight, sturdy, and available in 9mm or 45 ACP, the Citadel delivers right out of the box, with features usually reserved for custom pistols. The officer's model is perfect for concealed carry and is available through Legacy Sports International. Visit LegacySports.com to find a dealer today.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Indeed, filling your prescription for freedom here in these Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio studios from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels up in Alaska, Kenai Peninsula. Love you guys. You're tuned in. Anchorage, you're tuned in. And every place in between, including all parts unknown. Raleigh, North Carolina, getting ready to hook you up on a big talker down there in Raleigh. Going to be covering about a third of the state. Looking forward to that. That'll be next week or the week after. I'll let you know when I have the official start date of that program and a number of other new affiliates. So, wow, the growth is unbelievable. We couldn't do it without you. Let me kick off what is going to be another Dynamite Monster show for you today. I've gotten a lot of emails from you. I consider you family. You're family. Armed American Radio listeners are nothing short of my extended family. And I know you feel the same way. I get tons of email. In fact, I have a stack of it here that I can't even, I'm probably not going to be able to get to all of it, unfortunately, but they're all good. One of them, two of them, three of them in particular, I think you'll like them, and I'll hold them off to make sure that we do, in fact, get to those. Probably get to those in the next hour, maybe able to get to it this hour. We'll see how the guest lineup works out today, but it's going to be another Dynamite program. Got a huge lineup for you. Mr. Alan Gottlieb will be here. We'll be talking about the Fourth Circuit ruling out of Maryland, out of Virginia, in Maryland. What a mess that is. But that's just a ruling. It's a ruling you would expect from certain judges. And again, this is why, as Alan Gottlieb says, black robes matter, right? We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. But the emails, I'll go there in a few minutes. Later on in the second hour, John Lott, you know him, Fox News columnist, John Lott, author, More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition. John, of course, New York Times bestseller, Everything He Touches. John's been around the world lately talking about your right to keep and bear arms, everybody's right to keep and bear arms, everybody. This is a human right we're talking about. It's not just our constitutional right. It's recognized by our founders in the form of our Second Amendment, but it is a basic human right. Of course, we all know that. That's why you're tuned in here to the safest radio studio in all of America, and I can promise you it truly is. The emails. Third hour. Don't forget that Dave Workman's going to be here, journalist extraordinaire from beautiful Washington State. Dave will be here. We'll be talking about some of the stories that he's been writing all week. A lot of you asked me, the extended family, here, let me get back to that, because you are, what happened last week? I told you it was with a heavy heart that I opened up the program, and I really was not at liberty to discuss it. Here's what I will tell you. If you listen to any of my radio programs throughout the week, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, you notice that on Thursday and Friday, I was not in the seat, and I want to thank Andy Hoosier, by the way, from KQAM 1480 and the great Wichita Talker up there. Wichita's big talker, if you will, my wonderful affiliate for both this program and The Daily Show. Andy was able to jump in on what I might say is very short notice, and I appreciate that very much. And that's because I had to head up to Missouri to the Crossbreed Holster facility where we lost a very dear friend and member of the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster family, which is your extended family. So our hearts were very heavy last week, and our prayers went out, and I went up and attended services up there. And to all of our family at Crossbreed Holsters, you know how we feel about you. So it was a difficult few days, and to those of you who were inquiring, that's why And it happened very quickly. So thank you for your heartfelt thanks and the emails that I've received on behalf of Crossbreed, and I will make sure to pass them along. I do appreciate it very much. Okay, let's start with this. New Hampshire. Governor Sununu. See, I love this stuff. I can't get enough of this stuff. Because sometimes it's tough when you're right all the time. And I got to tell you, I'm not shy when I'm telling you that I'm right. Remember what I said? Trump, 300-plus electoral votes, stuck by it. Who was right? It sure wasn't them, was it? No, we were here. And I got this gut feeling that you're going, because constitutional carry now is rolling across the country. Governor Sununu just signed it in New Hampshire, of all places in New England. Now, if you listen to the daytime show, you heard us talk about it. Don't mean to be redundant, but many of you can't tune in to the daytime show. So we're going to cover some of the same topics just with a little bit more in depth here on the Monster program because we have more time. But New Hampshire is now a permitless carry state. Now, I want to tell you, at the beginning of the year, now think about this. I want you to think about this. 10 states out of 50, constitutional carry. What is constitutional carry? For those of you who might not know, it means I don't need a stinking permit, don't need to get on my knees, don't need to give some government official my fingerprints, let them photograph me, find out everything they can about me in order to pay a tax to get a permit to carry a darn firearm. That's what a concealed weapons license or handgun license, whatever you refer to it in your state, we'll call it a CCW here, just blanket. But I shouldn't have to have that. But alas, we do. We have a permit system in place around the country. It exists. And we don't cry over spilled milk. What we do is we work to fix these things. New Hampshire just became 13. Texas is working on it. Other states are working on it. And my prediction, and I'm going to stand by it, I think over the course of the next 2 to 3 years, you're probably going to see better than a third of this great country begin to move our agenda forward. Why? Because we have the reins and we can do these things now. In the form of relieving us of the infringement of the permit. Now, I could get controversial here. I don't have constitutional carry in the state I reside. I have permitted carry. But I can openly carry my firearm with my permit. What's the difference? Well, in Arizona, you don't need a permit to open carry, to concealed carry, nothing. There's no such thing as a concealed handgun license in Arizona or Vermont or now New Hampshire. Congratulations, New Hampshire. You're listening to us in Dover, Portsmouth, Boston, the whole New England area. You're tuned in. Congratulations to you. Carry your gun, just like you have been in your neighbor, Vermont, for years and years and years. Always been the law. Law-abiding people who carry a gun, carry a gun. See, Vermont gets it. In New Hampshire, you now get it. Criminals don't pay attention to the law. They're going to carry a gun if they want to carry a gun. They're not lining up to get permits. So, New Hampshire, wonderful stuff going on. And I got to tell you, who would have thunk it, right? Connecticut, the Constitution state, New England, really the seat of our founding, the very beginnings of this nation. Polluted by governments run by who? There you go. In Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, very gun unfriendly places. And boom, right there, right above you, right on your borders, you've got permitless constitutional carry. And I expect to see that begin to steamroll around the country. So congratulations to all of you. More on that with Dave Workman in hour three. I'm sure we'll cover a bunch of these topics. Now, I got to tell you something before we go to a break. Always fun. I love to travel. As you know, as I just told you, I was up in Missouri. On the way back, I meet the coolest people. I'm very fortunate when you travel the country. If you open yourselves up and don't sit there with your face buried in one of those stupid devices, you actually talk to the people next to you, you meet some great folks. And I sat next to, I'll call her Pam, young lady Pam, wonderful lady. And we got to talking about guns, gun rights, concealed carry licenses, AR-15s, black rifles, gun laws, what's-his-face, our new President Trump, moving our agenda forward, very pro-gun woman sitting next to me, great gun owner, and we talk about women and firearms and women representing now more than 30%, I'm telling you, it's closer to 50%, of gun owners around the nation. We see it in every training classes, training materials. Women are a huge, huge, and continuing to grow, much larger group of gun owners, Americans living an armed lifestyle. 30 to 50% of you, new gun owners, are women. And it was wonderful meeting her and having this conversation, killing time on about an hour and 20-minute flight back. And I know she's tuned in, so thanks for that. And I got to give you some advice. Don't shy away from these conversations. This is how we move our agenda forward. I got to tell you, it was kind of interesting. The guy in the seat and kind of, you know, I could see him peering between the crack between the two seats in front of me. And he was turned back and he kept listening. All of a sudden, he jumped in the conversation. And he must have thought I was kind of silly because I couldn't really hear him over the sound of the plane. But I was kind of shaking my head and agreeing, and we were kind of slapping high fives. So the aircraft coming back from Missouri was filled with a bunch of gun owners. A lot of fun. So my advice to you, just a little life note. Get your head out of those devices. Start talking to people. You know what? That's the most important thing you can do when it comes to advancing our agenda, advancing our gun rights, is talk to everybody you can about it. You'll be shocked at how many people live just like you do. The great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Next, we'll cover a wide range of topics with him, including CPAC. He just returned, the NRA, Trump's remarks, the first Fourth Circuit decision, Black Robes Matter, and others. Right after this, don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. I got to tell you, disturbing. Now, I got to be frank with you. Got to be right up front with you, as I always am here. The ruling that I'm going to talk with you about here with Alan Gottlieb is lengthy, it is complicated, it is detailed, but we'll be able to get through the crux of it here. Now, because of what I had to do from a personal standpoint, I was unable to read this entire ruling. I do have it in front of me. It is 90-plus pages in a PDF, and I have skimmed through it and know enough to be dangerous. But let me read you something from PrinceLaw.com, and then we'll bring Alan in. Fourth Circuit issues devastating opinion regarding assault rifles. Today, and this was February 21st, dated February 21, just a few days ago, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, sitting en banc, issued a quote-unquote devastating opinion regarding assault rifles in Colby v. Hogan. The Fourth Circuit covers Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So those of you in those states are affected with this ruling. Colby challenged Maryland's Firearm Safety Act of 2013, otherwise known as FSA, which bans AR-15s and other military-style rifles and shotguns, as well as detachable large-capacity magazines, by contesting the constitutionality of the law under the Second Amendment, as well as bringing a 14th Amendment due process and equal protection claim. I'm going to go right to Alan Gottlieb here. This is something we've covered for years on this program. Alan, of course, was behind and helped fund and supported the McDonald decision subsequent to the Heller decision in 08, both victories. But the Heller decision is now, Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the show, being used against us. What is going on here in the Fourth Circuit?
Well, Mark, good to be with you and your listeners. Unfortunately, the Fourth Circuit has a lot of very bad judges on it. And while this case was won by our side at the appeals court level, the en banc panel of, judges then overturned the appeals panel. And the opinion, while it's rather lengthy, as you reference, it's a piece of garbage. I mean, it's really it's unbelievable. I mean, it's laughable. But the problem we have is that it becomes law for that circuit right now, unless the Supreme Court were to take this case on a cert petition and hear it and overturn the appeals court. And it's not our case, so I don't know, in fact, if they're going to ask for cert or not for sure. And I don't know if they did, if the court would take it. This is one of the kind of cases that I've backed off from actually filing with the Second Amendment Foundation because I wanted to get some more case law and more building blocks built on the foundation of Second Amendment rights before I tried to attack an assault weapon at this level. Unfortunately, we have a very bad ruling. It wasn't the best circuit for us to ever bring a case like this in. And the appeals panel that heard the case that gave us our victory to start with was very fair about it, and I was very surprised and overjoyed. But I knew once it was asked to be heard in banc, we were going to have a problem because when you get the whole Fourth Circuit, you know, sitting there, we don't have the right judges there. And this is, again, where elections have consequences. And Obama has really stacked the Fourth Circuit with judges that are just deplorable when it comes to Second Amendment rights.
All right. Let's go back to the listener now. I want you to pay very careful attention here. This is very important. We have a lot of you living in this circuit. Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, particularly a lot of listeners in Virginia, North Carolina, so well, we've got them in everywhere. But Alan, for let me put it out this way. How long ago was this case filed, and should it have been filed to begin with prior to an upcoming election that we knew might have dangerous consequences? Did any of that come into play? Or should we have just sat on this? Because you are absolutely correct. I agree with you wholeheartedly. We're talking about an assault weapons ban, a class of weapons that we knew might not sit well in a particular circuit. Should this thing have even been filed to begin with?
I don't want to comment on that because, quite frankly, it's the kind of suit that I like to support. It's just it's a matter of which circuit you file them in and timing. And I chose not to file one in that circuit on this particular issue. Somebody else did. I don't want to criticize it because obviously their heart is in the right place. And quite frankly, if you had honest judges, it wouldn't have mattered because we would have won anyway. The problem is this is where we are ruled by man, not ruled by law. And I mean, it is so manipulated. It's absolutely crazy reading this decision. And somewhere down the line, we're just going to have to work to get this thing overturned and rectified. It's really bad, bad case law. It is not good for us. But I'm not angry with the people that filed it. I'm angry with the judges who made the ruling.
Okay, that's fair enough. When you say good judges, you mean good judges like Justice Ginsburg?
No.
She's out running her mouth again, which is why I had to say that, because I'm going to go there with you. Before we lose you for the at the end of this hour, but some very important comments I think I want to make about her, and I want to get your opinion. But before we do this, let me take this opportunity to read part of this decision. We conclude, contrary to the now vacated decision of our prior panel. Now let me stop right there. That means the appellate decision that we won, right? That's a reference to?
Correct.
Okay. We conclude, contrary to the now vacated decision of our prior panel, that means now vacated because we overruled it, that the banned assault weapons and large capacity magazines are not protected by the Second Amendment. That is, we are convinced that the banned assault weapons and large capacity magazines are among those arms that are like M16 rifles, weapons that are most useful in military service, which the Heller court singled out as being beyond the Second Amendment's reach.
Right. Mark, let me stop you right there, if I
please.
Can. They're not like M16s. They don't fire fully automatic. And that's where I really am angry with this court for doing this, because they took a gun and said it's like something that it's not, which means they're just intellectually totally dishonest and decided that they were just going to rewrite the law, so to speak. I mean, there's no doubt that I would probably agree that the Heller decision would consider M16s, to be unusual for civilian ownership. However, these guns are not M16s. I mean, they don't fire fully automatic. So when the court goes and does this, it's like, it's like Bill Clinton saying, well, it depends on what the definition of is. They
right.
just changes the definition.
Okay, this opens up. Boy, I'm glad we have a half hour with you left, because this opens up. Let's take California, for example. Assault weapons bans. Washington State, where the Second Amendment Foundation is, we're dealing with this up there, too. Descriptives created by man who have bad intentions, who want to ban these firearms, can now, in the Fourth Circuit, according to this, if I'm not mistaken, Alan, create a description of an assault weapon based around this decision that might say, okay, it's not just AR-15s, or is it specific to AR-15s? Or could this be any semi-automatic rifle that they can finagle into it? We've got 20 seconds.
Well, I guess they could do anything they wanted to do if they don't
there
care
go.
About the Constitution, don't care what the laws really say, or don't care about definitions of certain guns and make it up. Sure, they could do anything they want.
When we come back from this break, I'm going to finish the statement that I was reading you from the decision from the Fourth Circuit. It will anger you, but I want you to calm down. We've got the best in the business here on Armed American Radio with you. right after these messages from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't go away. We'll be back with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA. We'll be right back.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com, lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast is sponsored by Alien Gear Holsters. Visit them at aliengearholsters.com. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back. Boy, so much to cover with you, so let's jump back in. I want to finish that quote from the Fourth Circuit majority opinion, and there's a method to my madness. There always is, and I want to tell you what that method is. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you right after I finish. Let's start from the beginning. We conclude, contrary to the now vacated decision of our prior panel, that the banned assault weapons and large-capacity magazines are not protected by the Second Amendment. That's right. Your AR-15, or however many you have, and you're safe. They wiped them out. That's what they said. They're not protected. That is, we are convinced that the banned assault weapons and large-capacity magazines are among those arms that are like M16 rifles, weapons that are most useful in military service, which the Heller Court singled out as being beyond the Second Amendment's reach. Put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protection to the weapons of war that the Heller decision explicitly excluded from such coverage. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back. Let me tell you why that is such an important decision. And the reason that that is because we go back to the Trace, for example. And I as much as I hate to turn to them, I have to, because that's what they refer to when they talk about these types of guns and the fact that they want to ban them. So what this did was this decision literally played right smack into their hands by essentially giving them and utilizing their own descriptions that the Trace now says, ha, 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 these guns can be banned. This is the fifth time an appellate court has ruled such for weapons of war. Alan, how do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, the Heller decision didn't say these guns could be banned or were not protected by the Second Amendment. The Heller decision used an odd form of terminology instead of military weapons or weapons of war. They used the guns, saying the guns that were protected were guns that had to be commonly owned. Obviously, these are commonly owned. This is the most popular, you know, type of rifle in the United States today. So, I mean, the court ignored data. It ignored facts. It made up its own case law, so to speak, because the Heller decision did not say that, didn't ban weapons of war, didn't say that they were not covered by the Second Amendment. It said weapons that are commonly owned are, in fact, covered by the Second Amendment. Obviously, AR-15s are pretty commonly owned, aren't they?
Well, not only are they commonly owned, they are the single most common rifle in the United States of America. So, clearly, we have an opportunity to move forward here. Now, you're not involved in this case, so I don't want to put you on the spot because I can't ask you what the plaintiffs here and their attorneys are going to do. Let me ask you this. What would you do? What would the Second Amendment Foundation do if this were your case? Can you answer that?
Well, what would we do? I don't like saying that because I really don't like telegraphing it to our enemies and our opponents.
Fair enough.
At the same time, Mark. But the bottom line is that this particular thing, you can ask the – it's very rare to get it happen, but I think at least I would do it because it would buy me some more time no matter what. And that is that I would ask the whole panel, the whole court to sit rather than just the en banc panel, bring every judge from the Fourth Circuit in, I'll let them sit down and ask them to overturn the en banc panel. You can do that before you go to the Supreme Court, and that would buy some more time for some more good judges maybe to get appointed to the Supreme Court. That couldn't hurt. So let me leave it at that.
No, that's fair enough. I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that, but I want listeners to come away from this saying, you know, this is not the end of this. Am I fair? Is that a fair statement? This is not the end of this. You don't believe.
It's not the end of it because until the Supreme Court actually rules on this particular issue, an AR-15 would be covered by the Second Amendment, we're still, you know, fighting this battle. The doors are not closed on us yet. And we'll get into this as we talk about Black Robes Matter in a little while,
right,
on what's going to happen with these kinds of things.
All right, let me close out what the enemies of freedom have to say about this. And these are why these rulings matter. This is why you pay attention to Armed American Radio. It's why you're engaged, and it's why I get your emails. But for those of you who might be new to the show, I want you to kind of follow this to its logical conclusion. Then we're going to move to some other topics with Alan Gottlieb. Take a listen to this from The Trace, Bloomberg's, what do you call them? They're not journalists. We'll just call it Bloomberg's paid-for poster child fake news. The decision marks the fifth time a federal appeals court has upheld a state assault weapons law, but it's the first to expressly exclude AR-15s and other similar guns from private citizens' right to bear arms due to the rifle's combat-level lethality. In its ruling, the Fourth Circuit cited gun companies' own marketing messages, which reference the product's tactical capabilities. So the terminology, and when I tell you we have to take the language back, this is what I mean. And this is exactly what we're going to have to do in this case. We're going to watch this going forward. Those of you impacted by the Fourth Circuit, Yes, this is trouble, no doubt about it. It means your governor, those of you who live in Virginia, for example, you have a very unfriendly, gun-unfriendly governor in Terry McAuliffe, the sleaziest governor in all of America, in my book. You've heard me say that before. But if he had a friendly legislature, he could act on this, couldn't he, under this ruling, couldn't he, Alan?
Yeah, that's why, again, elections matter. And, you know, places like, you know, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, Connecticut, you know, we have California, we have some real problems right now. And if the courts allow them to legislate our rights away in those areas, we have some definite problems. But we're going to rectify this. Everybody should stay calm and everybody should stay engaged and be positive because we're going to overcome this.
We will. We definitely will. Those of you in the circuit, relax. We do have a lot of people working on your behalf. And I can promise you, freedom will always prevail. You know, you're going to hit a speed bump from time to time, and that's what it is. But it's my responsibility to bring you this information here on Armed American Radio. And that's why we have the great Alan Gottlieb here to help open this, you know, kind of open this conversation up, if you will, and breathe some life into it and keep us sane. It's very easy to read a lot of mumbo jumbo and come away thinking, oh, my gosh, I read it on the Internet. This is terrible. AR-15s are no longer, and that's not the case. All right, Alan, this, as you said, is proof positive that black robes matter. I love that. What do you mean by black robes matter?
Well, this is a new Second Amendment Foundation project that we're unveiling. Let me do it this way. I mean, obviously, it depends on who's on the bench, you know, for who's going to win these cases when you get ideologues that want to take your rights away. So to put it in perspective, when Donald Trump was elected president, actually when he was inaugurated, there were 103 vacancies on the federal courts, not counting the vacancy on the Supreme Court. That number is already up to 110. And it's rumored, and put in context, when Barack Obama came in, he had 56 vacancies that he could appoint. And we're looking now at 110. So that's a big change in the court, and it's estimated with a lot of retiring judges that are getting elderly and up in their years right now. The estimate is that Donald Trump in his first 4 years has an opportunity to replace 28% of the judges sitting on the federal benches in the trial level and the appeals courts. That's really powerful, really important for us. But when you have that many vacancies that are open now and going to be open, you have, you know, literally probably 1,000 or more people that could have to be vetted for those positions. That's something that the administration probably doesn't have all the time and all the resources to do. Or the, you know, Senate Judiciary Committee be able to do that. So the Second Amendment Foundation is setting up a project so that we can vet people and make recommendations and know people out there who are you know, might be considered for judges, and put this database together of the good guys versus the bad guys who we don't want to, you know, be nominated and to be confirmed to the bench. So we're looking in this year alone, probably spending, and we need to raise the money to do this, but upwards of $250,000 just in year one of the Trump administration to make sure that we can take control back of our courthouses so the courthouse door is not slammed on our face like was done in the Fourth Circuit.
All right, so the Fourth Circuit ruling is a prime example of why black robes matter, and it's part of why we've got to get involved here with SAF, saf.org. You can go there and find out everything you need. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, and again, I'm going to push on this, saf.org. I'm a lifetime member. You need to be a lifetime member. It's $150. Okay, if you can't be a lifetime member, throw whatever you can to help us raise the $250,000 because black robes do matter. And I don't know how to make it any clearer. Again, method to the madness here to bring it right back to this. If you can't see that with this Fourth Circuit ruling, I mean, this is how we have to take back our rights. We have to advance our agenda. We can't do it saying, oh, Trump won. Our guns are safe. Tell that to the folks in the Fourth Circuit. That's what you heard here on Armed American Radio in these two segments. When we come back, a couple questions about that. And then I want to talk about Washington State and some other things and CPAC with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
Defensive shooting is a dynamic event that requires a lot of decisions to be made within a short amount of time.
Microseconds.
When deciding to engage, the shooter needs to transition from focusing on the threat to focusing on the front sight. When adrenaline is pumping, excess night sights are the most visible sight option for a self-defense situation. We hope you never need them, but if you do, you'll be glad you have them. Visit XSSights.com and use promo code USCCA10 to get 10% off your next purchase, giving you the defensive edge. XS Night Sights.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. The hour is flying by. I'm telling you, these are these individual hours of Armed American Radio are the fastest in all of radio. I can attest to that. Been sitting here with you for over 8 years, almost. But 8th year anniversary, April 26th. We will be in our 9th year after that. It's incredible stuff. I'm talking with the great Alan Gottlieb, who has been a big part of the show for a long time. A large part of the time we've been on the radio with you. Alan, welcome back to the show. Let's give out that Second Amendment Foundation information one more time, because I love that moniker, you know, Black Robes Matter, and they do matter. This is something that's been near and dear to both of our hearts for many, many years, and this is exactly why, when we see these Fourth Circuit rulings.
Yeah, well, it's actually the Second Amendment Foundation's Black Robes Matter project, which is a judicial accountability project, to make sure that all the judges that Donald Trump nominates and the Senate confirms are definitely 100% solidly pro-Second Amendment rights. And so we're working on databases now of all the people that might be getting these nominations, the 110 current openings, plus the U.S. Supreme Court, obviously, and all the other ones can be coming up in the next year or so. And so we have a big project on our hands because somebody has to sit there and vet all these people and make sure that that people brought forward to be nominated are, in fact, people who will support the Constitution.
Very, very powerful. Alan, let me – most people don't pay attention to judges. You know, let's be honest here. When you go into your voting booth, you see the judges' names on there. Most people really don't know who these people are. Where can people find out about the judges and who Trump is nominating and where these vacancies are? Is there somewhere we can go to find that information?
Well, I have to answer your question two ways. One, when you're electing them or going to the voting booth, it's very difficult to get information to those judges. I don't know in those cases many times where to go get the information because nobody's vetting these people ahead of time, and it's rather difficult for the cards that we get to elect people to. These vacancies are different. These ones are ones that names can be thrown out, lists can be put together, and lots of people can be lobbying and pushing for their favorite son, so to speak, to get these court appointments. A lot of U.S. senators can be pushing people they know. And our problem from the gun perspective is that nobody's going to be spending that much attention and time making sure that there's pro-Second Amendment. Lots of other issues are going to come into play. So the Second Amendment Foundation is going to sit here with creating databases and information and research to make sure that all these people that get nominated are in fact pro-gun and they get confirmed are in fact pro-gun. So we have a lot of work to do that we weren't planning doing. We had no idea this was going to come up quite like this with 110 current federal vacancies already that are sitting there. We're already a little behind the curve in starting the process. And so we're jumping into this, and I've authorized money to be spent that we don't even have in our hands yet. But I'm hoping that people like your listeners will come through and go to our website at saf.org and make some donations to help us out for our Judicial Accountability Project, because black robes do matter.
I can promise you that they will. We were talking about the Oregon case, Mike Strickland, and we're asking for some support, and I've already gotten a ton of letters from individuals who went out there to do that. So it's very, very important. You can donate to the SAF at saf.org. That's Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. This is critically important. Alan, quickly before I move on to Washington State, there's a Ninth Circuit ruling that was, quote-unquote, to use the other side's own words, devastating, that found concealed carry was not a constitutional right. So we've got a left coast Ninth Circuit, no constitutional carry, and over on the right coast over here, we have these guns can be banned in these two circuits. How much longer is it going to be before we actually see something in the Supreme Court?
Well, the cert petition from the Ninth Circuit has already been filed, and we don't know if the court's going to choose to hear it or not. We're waiting for that right now. And I can't predict if they're going to hear it or not. In the past, they've chosen on a few other ones not to hear cases of this nature. So we don't know yet. But I'm waiting now for us to reload all of our cases. We have lots more of them to be filed. Our problem is I want to make sure some of the better judges get onto the courts, particularly the U.S. Supreme Court, before we file any more new cases.
Of course, that makes perfect sense. SAF.org. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why. This is why. This is why elections have consequences. Very powerful. I've been telling you this for years. Now you're seeing this in action. And boy, everybody, Alan, has got that, we can sit on our laurels now. Trump won. We're safe. This is proof positive that you cannot. Very important. All right. Washington State. What the heck is going on up there? We started with 594, the ballot initiative, Bloomberg. You guys were used as a scapegoat to just for the essence of the next couple minutes and the essence of time. I-594 passed, Initiative 594 passed, the expanded background check. Now there's assault weapons bans, clarifications, and now there's some what? It's happening all over Washington, and it's vital because this can happen in the other ballot initiative states.
Yeah, Mark, let me make safe time for you because I know your time is short. At this juncture, let me give you the good positive news. There's an amended bill that passed the state Senate to take out some of the bad provisions of 594. It doesn't go as far as we need it to go, but it's a good first step, taking out a lot of the bad provisions in it. And by the way, it passed unanimously. And part of the reason why it passed unanimously is we have a lawsuit still pending in court in the Ninth Circuit against 594. And some of the Democrats who are anti-gun realize that by passing some of these things, getting out some of the really bad points of it, it weakens our legal case, which it does do, but it's still a step in the right direction for freedom. So it passed the Senate unanimously, and it's projected it's going to pass the House, State House as well. and then we'll see if the governor signs it or not. Likewise, though, the assault and ban bill in Washington State is now, for all intents and purposes, dead. And so is the magazine capacity ban, for all intents and purposes, is now dead as well. And our sister group, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and a number of other national and state groups should get a lot of credit for getting the state legislature on the Senate side unanimously to get rid of some of the really bad provisions in 594. And we're already starting to knock parts of it down. So we're going to win our freedom back one step at a time.
And that's why it's important that you help us one step at a time by joining us over at Second Amendment Foundation, please, SAF.org, and your local organizations, whatever state you happen to be in. Yeah, Trump is elected president. Trump is our president. Trump is pro-gun. We are in the driver's seat. But in order to stay in the driver's seat, we got to be able to afford the gasoline and be able to drive the car forward. We don't want to stall this out when we have an historic opportunity. And some of the things, I've got a list. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, wait. Before you go any further, because you used the word stall, and I want to address that for a second. Because here's one of the problems that a lot of us haven't been paying attention to. And that is that for nominations, not just for the courts, but also for federal, you know, not just cabinet positions, but also a lot of federal appointments in Trump's administration need a confirmation by the United States Senate. And if you've noticed already, the Senate's drawing it out for that everything you're doing, they can't filibuster, but they can stall for 30 hours right. for debate for every single nomination. Well, if you take a look at the close to the 1,000 nominations that need to be put in for people in the administration itself, on top of the court, the judges, and you give 30 hours to the Democrats to, quote unquote, you know, not filibuster, but delay, and you take the normal breaks and weekends off and vacations, we've already sat down and plotted out, not even counting the serious legislation that, you know, Trump needs to do for, you know, immigration and the budget and, you know, everything else. They could pretty much stall to the point that the administration could get virtually nothing done in the first 4 years of the administration by just taking 30 hours to debate every single point, every single nomination, you know, that comes up in every piece of legislation. And as a result, we're going to have a very hard time getting things pushed through to help expand our gun rights, either in the courts or, you know, legislatively, or getting the right people put in place in government agencies to stop some of the abuse of our rights that agencies have been doing against us. And Democrats know that. And so it's sort of like their nuclear option, where all they have to do is 30 hours for everything before any vote can come up on any issue.
And they've got it. By stalling it, they end it, and they know it, and don't think they haven't calculated that out. They have. Alan, we are out of time. Thank you, sir, as usual, for all of your amazing information. SAF.org. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. When we come back, emails and the great Dr. John Lott. We will be back after these messages. SAF.org. Enjoy this out music. Love it.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.